Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all enjoy McManus Petit Verdot. Further, Becky and Rob play a game of Scott-isms bingo. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I was going to sing the Genesis song, tonight, oh, but I won't. But I did.
Not really.
Well, joining
me. You said you were going to sing it, but you didn't.
I'm going to make it right, but unfortunately, tonight, I have the unlicensed taxi driver.
Well, I'm here to make it right.
Ooh, it's sex you up.
See, that's nice.
We have Belba DeVoe Pandora back on tonight.
It's been a long time.
It has been. I felt like we needed to do that. Scott, you have a UFC sweatshirt. Do you actually fight in the UFC?
I have.
Oh, have you? You fought?
I've been to UFC matches.
You got in a fight at a UFC match.
I wanted to.
Okay, but you didn't.
Your wife wouldn't let me.
Oh, that's smart of her.
We have had a big week, though.
We have. Have we?
Yes.
Oh, and this is a Triple B.
Yeah, Triple B. It's been a big week for you all. Do you all want to talk about something you all got in the mail?
Oh. Well, let's first establish. Tonight we're playing a new game, at least the Triple B and I are. We are playing Scott-isms bingo. So there'll be some things that Scott says we're looking for tonight.
I'm feeling left out.
It's because how could you play bingo about things you say?
It might be an advantage for me in a game for once.
You would cheat. You could just say the things and win.
Again, it might be an advantage for me to play a game that I could cheat instead of you could cheat.
You'd still probably lose. But
that's fair.
Well.
And what were you saying, Becky, about?
I just said, what did you all get in the mail this week?
What did we get?
That's Turley Week.
It's Turley Week. Oh, yes.
Do-do-do.
That's right. My allocation probably was superior to yours, but still, you know.
Oh, my gosh. You got three bottles and you dropped one of them.
You dropped a bottle?
No, I did not. He's a douchebag. So, wait a minute. So
that was a great reaction.
So, what did you get? Four bottles?
I sent you my list.
I want to know. Say it on the air for our listeners.
Yeah.
How many bottles of Turley did you order?
You know, I didn't count them. I ran on my toes and fingers.
Oh, yes.
Let's see. Probably a couple cases.
A couple cases? You bought three cases, asshole.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, did you have enough fingers and toes with Princess included?
You know what pisses me off, though?
What pisses you off?
The fact that you bought eight bottles of Old Vines in. Just buy the fucking case.
Why?
Because that's stupid.
Why?
It's like leave it. Because
it's going to go in storage. It doesn't have to come in a single case. And they don't ship it by the case anyway. They ship in the packing.
Christina Turley's probably pissed off at you right now. Scott did not buy a whole case.
About three cases.
Well, not a whole case of Old Vine. And you don't buy the Cabernet. That's what she makes.
I buy the Cabernet.
You don't buy very much. I don't think you like her very much.
Well.
What do you think of her? You don't think much of her.
She's a wonderful winemaker.
That's not it, Rob.
That's good enough.
Okay.
Anyway. We are going to take a break, folks. Oh, I didn't say what we were drinking.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
You almost...
Ruptured
Someone is driving down the highway just now, and they've run off the road. I'm sorry.
That's because they are so excited about me being on this show. On tonight's show, folks, we have another undervalued wine. It's criminally undervalued.
Criminally undervalued.
Although this is the one that I wanted to see if it was how undervalued it was, not what Scott wanted to see.
This is not what I wanted to see.
No, it wasn't. Tonight, we have McManus Vineyard, their family vineyard, back on the show.
Every time that Rob says tonight, don't you want to just break out into song?
No, actually, I want to mark a bingo card.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's true.
I'm sure Rob will do one of me.
What?
A bingo card of me.
No, you don't say that much. Not chatty.
Mark a box every time Becky gets mad about a wine being made in a state where it's not produced.
Ooh. Well, that's a good point. That's a very, very good
Burn
point.
Burn myself.
Well, I mean, though, you've gone along, though, don't you think, Scott? She's grown, right? Her palate? This is the best thing ever because you're self-conscious now.
I don't think that's a palate question.
Well, I'm just saying in general.
No. Asking leading questions.
I am.
No shit.
I know. But McManus Vineyard, we have their Petit Verdot on tonight.
Which Rob said, that's interesting.
It is interesting.
Why?
Would love to have a poll of our listeners as to whether Petit Verdot is interesting.
Might not be interesting to them, but I find it interesting. How's that sound? I like Petit Verdot.
I know like nothing about Petit Verdot. You don't know. So could we give...
I will give a brief explanation of Petit Verdot. Petit Verdot is an interesting grape. It is actually a Bordeaux grape. The problem with Petit Verdot, in the cooler climates of Bordeaux, it doesn't ripen very quickly. So it ripens after your Cab, your Merlot, all that other stuff goes. And so here you have this damn thing just growing all by itself, and they can't really use it. So you've seen them take out a lot of the plantings in Bordeaux of Petit Verdot and actually put in more Cab Franc and some other things. It actually is called, the Petit Verdot translates into little green one. That's what Petit Verdot means, because by the time they need to harvest it, it's normally green. And all that's why they're only adding 2 or 3% of it, because they just want to add tannin. One thing it has is a shit ton of tannin. It has a shit ton of color. And then it has good floral notes. It should also have some minerality.
So he likes saying all of the words that we like to hear. You like Becky tannin, Scott minerality, you know.
Rob McManus. No. No reviews, though, folks. So yes.
This is 100% Petit Verdot?
No, it's, but they splash a little tannin and a little Petit Syrah in there.
A little bit of what?
Tannin and Petit Syrah.
Okay. So I have more questions.
Sure.
What do you normally see this mixed with? Cab?
Grapes of Bordeaux.
Yeah, Bordeaux.
Oh, just not, okay.
Well, not to say. I mean, it is grown in about every region. United States, it's South America, Australia, Italy, Spain, France. All those have a variant of Petit Verdot.
And then my next question would be the cost of it. Do you normally see this to be a more expensive grape?
This actually comes in at $11.99, but most generally, it depends on the quality. We've had Petit Verdot by Lambert Bridge, but they charged an ass ton for that, $60-$70. But normally, it's under 30.
Okay.
But you're likely not going to find this in the budget range.
Or you're not
going to... This is a budget range for it, $12, and you're not going to find many bottles of $12.
And rarely do you see on the label Petit Verdot. It's going to, if it's from Spain, it's going to be hidden behind some other veneer. Same thing with Italy, whatnot. You have to go that next level deeper to find it. But when I do see it, like that Il Toro stuff I bought, that's Petit Verdot. I bought it, A, because it's got a good review, but B, because it's Petit Verdot. And I like Petit Verdot. So, will I like McManus? We shall see. But first, we're going to take a time for our sponsor, Craig Walters at Allstate Insurance for Auto, Home, or Life. He's a handsome man.
He's a handsome man.
Is he?
He is.
Very handsome? Okay. I think that works. Anyway.
No, it doesn't, Rob.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Anyway, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on The Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For Auto, Home, or Life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So, the McManus Petit Verdot. Now, I just ordered this on wine.com, and one thing I noticed about it is it's the 2015 vintage, which is not current, although it is current because that's what you buy when you order it, because nobody buys it. It comes back to the McManus being undervalued type thing.
I'm also surprised we just got this at the end of last month.
Yeah.
We've only had it for about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you'll get something, kind of settle it in the wine vault, keep it for a while. But this, you've been chomping at the bit to try.
That's true. But you chose it.
Well, I don't even know what else you offered.
The world.
Mm-hmm.
Some winemaker's notes.
Just so you all know, this is the first one of the evening. I was not offered the world.
You don't know what's in the wine vault. I mean, when Scott orders things we've already drank here in a little bit, then we'll have those. But you don't know what's in the wine vault.
One bottle.
Just
one time.
Two bottles. This is aged on new and...
Technically, the second bottle we drank after I'd ordered it.
So, it was already back there. Let's see. Aged on new and used French oak for 4 to 6 months.
Hmm.
That's all I got. It's from Lodi, though.
That's all that you have?
There's nothing else to this. There's no reviews. There's nothing.
No reviews.
No reviews.
It's curious. It says most of the fruit for our 2018 Petit Verdot comes from Lodi.
Yeah. The rest of it comes from, I'm sure, Napa.
Yeah, I'm sure, too. If you're not listing where it comes from.
Alexander Valley.
And it's from Lodi.
It does say the remainder came from vineyards within the valley.
Yes, good things from the valley.
Well, I was just going to say, we don't live too far from the Ohio River Valley.
Are you besmirching McManus's name? How dare you? How dare... What cheek? How dare you, sir? And ma'am. Nevertheless,
I think the rest of it comes from the cabbage patches.
Well, and also, they just have to have 51% coming from Lodi. So say most of.
Mm, maybe.
Or, I mean, it could be like 30% Lodi, 20%, 19%, you know. And so it's like the place with the most.
Maybe it came from Oregon.
Maybe it did.
Mm.
Did you sip?
I would guess more she like did. Nevada.
I sniffed it. I didn't sip. Did you see my mouth go near it?
I couldn't tell because of the mic.
You couldn't see shit.
I couldn't. The mic was in the way.
Let's do this shit.
Let's do this shit.
In the glass, it's dark.
Do this shit, man.
It's not translucent at all. It's a very good looking wine. Serious. Oh, and then it's TLC Creep. They wrote the song about you, right, Scott?
No.
Oh, okay. Got confused.
A little bit of sediment.
Mm.
It's kind of got some weird legs in the glass.
Weird legs?
Slow to develop.
Slow. Maybe it has underdeveloped tannin.
Underdeveloped tannin.
Remember how you used to say that? That was great. That was one of your greatest hits.
You knew what I meant.
Nobody knows what you mean.
You know what I mean.
I didn't know what you meant.
Speak the same
I'm having
language.
A hard time pulling much out of the nose.
Gravel.
I just got a licorice whiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I got. Licorice cassis.
Slightly green. Which we could say it's herbaceousness if it makes you feel better.
Are you getting much of a fruit nose out of it?
Nope.
Other than the whiff of cassis / black licorice. Right. That's there's nothing.
And that's
I definitely, would you say this is a typical Petit Verdot nose?
Of the 8 that I've smelled in my entire life? I have never smelled a $11 Petit Verdot in my entire life. Never.
Wow.
This is the cheapest Petit Verdot I've ever experienced. Ever.
In my mind, it was going to be, maybe it'll be this way when we taste it. I just thought it was going to be like a stronger fruit nose. And then the other things coming in at the end. I just am surprised there's no fruit in it.
Typically, though, once again, minerality, floral notes, not necessarily a Jamie fruit-driven wine. A good comp is Monastrell.
Okay.
So a good comparison is that. Think Monastrell when you smell it. And it does smell a little Spanish.
A little Spanish.
So we should expect Spanish. Some body here.
We should a body, yes, possibly. Well, we haven't checked your trunk.
I've been driving.
Oh, okay.
No, so it's a body similar to a Monastrell.
Yes, yes.
Mouthfeel.
I feel better, more comfortable with that term.
I'll bet you do.
I do.
Let's just go in. I don't know what I expected, but it's just really subdued. The nose is just, there's just not much to it.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be a lot more to it.
McManus does it again. Hmm.
Speak for yourself.
That is a lovely, lovely, lovely wine. I absolutely adore that wine.
It does not taste like it's under $20.
No. That is absolutely lovely. Not overtly powerful.
No.
It has a lithy quality that rolls all the way through it. And it has such a jazz, because the fruit comes in on the palate. It has a juicy yet silky jammy blackberry. Is that what I'm tasting?
I'll give you that. There's an expression of earthiness in the mid palate that comes through. It's bordering on leather.
Well, sure, it's herbaceous though. It's an herbaceous note. But that's when the tannin kick in.
God. It's right before that big tannic kick. There's a nice little earthy something there.
Folks.
Not quite leather.
For all you that are casual wine drinkers that just like to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice little glass of wine that is very pleasing.
Yep.
This is all you need to be buying.
This is easy peasy.
This is a lovely, lithy drink as you're going to find with fruit.
And...
Jesus.
It's probably more towards medium body.
Mm-hmm.
It's nowhere near full body.
No.
But that... use the word lithy. That silky mouth feel.
Mm-hmm.
This gives me a sensation of coldness.
Yes, it does.
Pops, right?
I almost made the comment, this wasn't chilled, was it?
Mm-hmm.
It comes through... not immediately, but it's like as it moves from front palate to mid palate.
Yep.
There's this sensation of coldness along with that silky mouthfeel.
Yep.
It's so unusual.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say it because I was like, I don't know what, you know, but it's like so different. I was like, I must be crazy.
That's the core of sweet fruit. It's not sweet, mind you, but that's the core of it. It has one of the better balanced fruit portions in the front palate that we've had. It's balanced throughout the whole thing, but it has one of the most lovely expressions of black fruit that I've seen in a long time.
Of the sweet black fruit.
Yeah. Especially in a wine that's inexpensive, you know. And it has an oaky component, but it's not oaky at all.
No, it's really not.
That would separate this from maybe a $35 wine that would have a jazzy American or French oak. Well, probably French, that would course through it. This doesn't have that. It's a little more pure in that regard. So if you're not a big oak person, this also works for that. Probably because it was only on a short period of time, what, 4 to 6 months?
Right.
Yeah.
I like the tannins in it. I wish there were more. You had me a little bit excited when you said...
Well, that's what you're going to get at this price range, I think.
Sure.
But you know what? Let's not forget, this is a 2015.
I know. Yeah.
So this is...
This is
sat for a minute.
This cheap of wine, that much of time, that's this nice.
On their website, the current vintage is a 2018.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So...
Mm-hmm.
This is good.
Yeah.
No. This is... For what it is... really well done.
It's exceptionally well done. I start to see why Bodhi said they're undervalued.
See, Bodhi?
I mean, I'm sorry.
Or if you're out there, we might be giving you a ringy-ding to have a formal apology. And
no, he can still go fuck himself, but he's right about McManus.
Well, we might want to tell him to quit quoting himself.
Well, he can quote that part. I said, quoting myself, McManus is undervalued. It is. It's not undervalued, though. Nobody's ever fucking heard of it. That's the difference.
To be specific, though, he was talking about the Pinot Noir.
Was he?
And we don't know about that. Because you went here first.
Well, so far we've had two obscure things, Petite Sirah and Petite Verdot. And we've liked them both.
Yeah.
This is better than the Petite Sirah.
Well, you know.
This is better.
Is it? I wonder if that Petite Sirah sat around for 3 years, if it would have...
Nah, this is better than Petite Sirah.
This
made an instant impact that you just go, ooh. The Petite Sirah, you had to warm up to it just a little bit more.
It had to come around in there.
Yeah.
It opened up during the episode. And that makes me think, I wonder what it would be like if it had 2 or 3 years on it. Mm-hmm. Like this does. Regardless.
I would love to do this and the 2018 side by side.
Oh, yeah.
That'd been fun.
You might be able to order up on wine.com. I didn't notice. This is just what I just ordered. Right. This, and that's what it came. I didn't look. They have it at Home Buys, too, and I didn't look at what vintage they had there.
Mm. Probably like a 20.
Maybe
2011.
1972.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's possible with Petite Verdot that it's not something they're putting out every year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With its persnicketiness?
No, because they're doing it in Lodi, man, or thereabouts. It's a little bit more.
I would say it's Lodi-ish.
Well, if you're doing predominantly Lodi grapes, and you're doing predominantly Petite Verdot, fuck it. Whenever it ripens, that's when you harvest, okay? Mm-hmm. But Bordeaux is cooler, and they're trying to gauge it with everything else, and they're trying to keep it so it's with these first growth masterpieces. They don't have time for this shit.
Right.
You know? And they can get this from other areas somewhat. I mean, I personally, though, have always liked Petit Verdot, so that kind of goes, well, I'm a little biased in that regard, but, you know, whatever.
You have always had I don't know the right word for it, but you've always had, like, a soft spot for it.
Yes.
He's got a man crush on it.
Yeah, basically, yes.
It's inappropriate.
You're very inappropriate. You have a man crush on Petit Verdot.
I do not.
That's why I think you're a little over the top in saying this is better than the Petite Sirah.
It is better than Petite Sirah.
If you say so.
It's better than Charles Shaw, anyway.
I don't know if I would pick this over a Petite Sirah.
A Petite Sirah or the McManus Petite Sirah? I mean, I'm not complaining this to every red wine I've ever had. I'm just saying that particular wine by that particular producer, I like this better. I'm not downgrading that wine. I'm just saying, I think this is better.
Perhaps we need to have a McManus wine dinner.
Ooh. That would be less grand than the Turley wine dinner, but I suppose we could do that. We could do the whole line for under $100. And we would be really drunk. If we skip the whites, we could do it for about $60. Ooh,
sounds delightful, doesn't it?
It actually doesn't sound like a bad idea. The Cab, Merlot, this, the Petite Sirah, and what else? Zinfandel, and the Pinot.
Yes,
the Pinot. Don't forget the Pinot. Yeah. That would be actually a good idea.
So why do you think this doesn't have any reviews? Do you think it's just under the radar?
Well, it's undervalued, but they don't submit it for it. I mean,
it's because people don't find Petite Verdot interesting.
But it is interesting. People are stupid then. What are they like? Okay, this Merlot is delicious. It's not. It's boring.
Has Petite Verdot fallen out of favor?
It never was in favor.
Yeah.
Oh, it's never been in favor. Well,
not really.
In certain houses.
This house.
Your house.
I just like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm cool.
Mm-hmm. You have a crush on it.
Mm-hmm. It's like the hipster thing, kind of. It's counterculture. It's making a comeback.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No.
I'll get my handlebar mustache in here.
No. Okay, Baker.
Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah. Whatever, John. So...
So we're having the salami that's got a little truffle oil to it, and I just can't get that aroma out of my nose from the truffle oil.
I'm just trying to pretend like I don't smell it. But
I wonder if that jacked up our noses on the for the aroma.
Well, it doesn't help. I like that. By the way, it's a what is it, a truffle infused?
It's a dry salami from Aldi of all places that has up to 0.4%.
That's not a lot.
Truffle.
It's like the tenant.
But you don't need a lot.
No, you don't.
This is almost too much.
You remember those dumbasses at the dinner that ordered the truffle soup?
Oh, Jesus.
They were at the Refectory, which is a restaurant in Columbus, this French restaurant. We did the Turley dinner. You've heard us talk about that. And there were these assholes. And I'm sure you heard us talk about those assholes. And they were having a special. They have truffle soup once a year. And it's $60 a bowl.
But it was like a truffle soup with like a puff pastry on top. Yes. Is that what it was?
Yeah, $60 for this. And they ordered that and they were waiting on it. And they're like, oh, if you'd like to stick around, we're having truffle soup. You have to order
this
ahead of time.
This is after we ate.
Yeah,
dinner. They went down to the dining room to have the truffle soup.
No, they stayed there.
Really?
Yeah, because we
went down to the bar.
Yeah, we went to the bar. I'm
trying to remember how many courses we had.
Six?
Yeah, I was going to say six. Well,
we had a full meal. Yes, we were quite full. We didn't need to eat after that. Yes, I remember that.
At least six?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they bust out
they're gonna drink,
soup
they're gonna
with
eat
a puff pastry.
Feet soup.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it was lovely, but I don't want truffle soup.
And it wasn't a cheap night. And then to add a $60 bowl of soup on top.
$60 for a bowl of fucking soup. I mean, and I mean, I don't mind truffles, but I'm not going to pretend like I think that they're good, because that's just stupid. Come on, man. It's not the most pleasing thing in the world. Oh,
well,
truffles
also,
are so right. It's like, no.
You're not going to have a bowl of truffle soup and have it, A, digest well.
No.
And B, get lucky later.
Well, those two dudes were going to bang each other.
I thought that one guy had a girl there.
But the guy was prettier.
That's true.
He was.
All weird as shit.
Neither one of them. It was just like, ooh. Yeah. They had a club, didn't they? A wine club?
Something.
They did a potluck.
They knew each other. They all knew each other.
Oh, they knew each other. We know that. Mm. They had carnal knowledge of each other.
Ew.
That's right.
How dare you?
I know the way his... Well, never mind. That's just, I don't know why you say these things, Scott.
I generally don't.
You generally don't?
You allege
you specifically
that I say these
did.
Things.
Yes. Lord. What is, oh, Motown Philly. My gosh. It's just crazy.
The McManus Petit Verdot.
Yes.
It is an easy drinker.
Mm-hmm.
It's got wonderful mouthfeel.
It does.
That
I thought you said and Scott, and you were talking about yourself in the third person. I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. Yeah,
Scott has a wonderful mouthfeel. Ooga.
When I taste this wine, I am taken back to a time where I...
What?
And then I...
That was a good thought.
Why do athletes do that? Talk about themselves in the third person.
I didn't know that. They don't really anymore, do they?
Yeah.
Who?
Pro soccer players.
Yeah, do
that's
they?
Usually a language barrier. They're speaking in English when it's not their native language. You have some weird things going on there.
Did you watch any soccer games this weekend?
I watched the most important football match of the year.
Oh. Which was what?
Liverpool versus Man City.
Oh. Who do you pull for?
I'm Liverpool all the way.
Mm.
I've worn my gear.
You're probably drinking that Red Blend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you weren't
no, I have.
In the game. Okay.
Yeah.
You're probably drinking that Red Blend from Charles Shaw again.
No.
Folks,
didn't.
He claims there's a Red Blend from Charles Shaw that doesn't taste like a bum's, you know.
That isn't what I said. What I said is it's quite good.
That's ridiculous.
It was good.
No, it's not good.
You don't know?
I do know.
You don't? We're going to do a blind taste test.
Okay. Am I going to get shot afterwards? Because that would actually be the proper progression of that timeline.
Could give you a shot.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Of course you do.
What do you all think that someone... How about this? What do you think that other people that haven't appeared on the show in a while would think of this wine?
Steve?
Greg the Common Man?
Steve would like it. I can drink like six bottles a night.
Going back to the early days where Steve rated wine by how many bottles he could drink in a night, it might be five or six.
Yes, but what would his liver say?
Well, you have to talk to me in the morning, honey.
No. What was his liver's name? I can't remember.
March, right?
What?
No. Oh.
I didn't know that. I didn't say that. Becky said that.
Okay, I'm doing pretty well. Folks, remember, we're playing Scott Isms bingo, so there might be some other
You need thing. To call him out while we need to take credit.
I don't have a bingo yet. I'm getting close, though.
Yes. But you have to call it out each time you get a mark.
Can we go through... let's go through the wine quickly.
Okay.
Flavors. Do you need a refill? I might need a touch more.
Oh, she likes it. I can't... Here, you take that. I can't reach that far.
He had it fully extended and was ready to pour and said he couldn't reach it. What was
that? Scott, how was your lamb in your crock pot this weekend?
And what did you drink
with
it?
I might have the leftovers. No wine with it.
Yeah.
But I agree. You were drinking that Charles Shaw stuff.
No, right? No. Just, it was good. It was good. I would change it up a little bit, do something different with it. I wouldn't do it in the crock pot again. I'd do it in the Croisé.
It was so
ooey gooey good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I honestly, I wish I hadn't added the tomatoes.
Yeah. Rob is going to say that he made the pork tenderloin.
No, William helped.
I was going to say William demanded
that
they make.
Last weekend, we made a braised Tuscan pork in L'Aquaset. And William said, Daddy, we going to make soup? That was yesterday because Henry and I went out and threw the football, about froze to death. But we played through the football, and when I came in, Williams starts getting on me about making soup. He's talking about making the pork tenderloin again. And at Meijer, they've been having BOGO on pork tenderloin.
Nice.
I bought two more. So yeah, these were big tenderloins. Anyway, I bought a can of what is the same marinara tomatoes?
Semarzam.
That. Mm-hmm. But I also once again. Roasted some tomatoes, cut them in half under the broiler. William,
I could eat roasted tomatoes all day long.
Yeah, he pureed those. I cooked it all day. You know, I just braised it, and for 6 hours at 225. So, and it had the chunky tomato right over top of it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. But Friday night, what did we drink? We drank CS on Friday night with some. Ooh, I used the cast iron, but the grill cast iron.
With the grill marks on it.
Yeah. It smoked the damn house up, but it really did a nice job on those strips. And they were the prepackaged ones at Meijer, the grass-fed ones.
Okay.
That you can see through on both sides, flip it up. It was actually good, but only on the grill pan. You can't do the pan technique on those. You have to do the grill pan. So.
Why?
Ask that steak. It just doesn't do well in the pan technique.
Well, it gets dry. What turns up wrong about it?
It just needs that char caramelization from that grant the other pan. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
It also cooks kind of thin. Like I felt like when you had it in the package, it was a lot thicker, and it really
cooked down
a little bit. Then you know it could be
that makes me nervous.
Pumped up with a little bit of water.
I thought it was a decent amount thicker in the package.
It was an inch and change, but...
Oh.
Yeah. It was like that thick.
Oh.
Yeah, they're 10-ouncers. But, well, folks, we're going to take a break. And we're going to be right back here on the Wine Vault. Everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, it's going to be a brief one, simply because we don't have much wine left in our glasses because the decanter is already empty. Bravo, McManus. By the way, I think that's the quickest wine has been drank from the decanter. The decanter is, that's the earliest the decanter's ever been empty on this show, I believe. How many episodes have we done? I mean, 170-some aired at this point. And never has the decanter been gone before the potpourri. Well, before the potpourri.
At least an episode that didn't involve the superstar.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true. So, on tonight's potpourri.
I didn't know we also got to have a potpourri.
Well, maybe you won't consider yourself part of the conversation after you hear what the topic is.
Oh, okay. That was very nice.
No,
and it was not.
We're leaving McManus out of the conversation.
Okay.
But what value-priced surprise have you ever experienced in wine?
Have you ever experienced?
Well, have you? And Charles Shaw does not count because it's bullshit.
Surprise throws a little mix into it. Yeah, you were mentioning that you know, McManus is doing so well, and it brought to mind Ravenswood, the County Specific series on Zinfandel.
That's what I thought too.
And I don't think this rises to that level, but it. What comparison point do we have?
Mm-hmm. Well, those are all zin.
True.
Right.
But
we're talking obscure grapes here.
Yeah.
That's we're not including McManus, remember?
But
so undervalued. See?
So undervalued.
I thought that too. Whenever I think you all had the first Ravenswood. And was it the Old Vine?
Lodi. Well, they're all called Old Vine. The Lodi, yeah.
Was Lodi before Mendocino?
Well, we have been drinking Lodi in our private lives for a while. And we liked it a lot. And then we drank on the show, I think the next one was Napa. Mm-hmm. And then we did Mendocino. We never did Sonoma on the show, although I've had Sonoma a few times.
A few times.
And it's quite good. Although it's disappeared in our market, Central Ohio market.
Yeah.
You can't find it anywhere.
Can't find the Sonoma.
And it was such a cool thing to buy. It was a cool bottle of wine. We drank a lot of it, a year, year and a half ago.
Sonoma was probably the easiest of it to drink.
Yeah. Napa was the biggest.
The Lodi was a bit of a beastly little thing.
Yeah. Napa was the best, though.
Yeah. And Mendocino was the one that was the least available to us.
Yeah. I still see it at Giant Eagle occasionally, but yeah. That one I'll throw out is the Bogle Old Vine Zin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Columbia Crest Grand Estate Series.
Okay.
Also the H3.
Yeah, the H3
H3 kind of came before the Columbia Crest. Is that right? Do I have that timeline? Same winery. Right? But the H3 was the first one?
No, but you all having drank it on the show.
All that.
Was H3 the first one?
You know what? You and I did the Grand Estates Cabernet a long time ago when the police showed up at the door. Remember?
What?
Oh.
Yeah. They were looking for Scott. I think our alarm went off.
Was that here?
No. You weren't here. And so that never aired, of course. And I don't even know if the second episode when we drank the second bottle later aired. I don't think it did because it wasn't all interesting. But the wine was very, very, very good. I've had that Columbia Crest in vintages since then, you know, like at a fundraiser, you know, plastic cup kind of thing. And it does well in that occasion. And then you look at the Columbia Crest H3 series, like Becky said, the Cabernet is good. We've had that multiple times in different situations. We loved their little Bordeaux blend, the whatever that is, the Cheval or whatever.
Yeah.
They call it, the red blend. That's really good. That's all we've had of it because we don't have time for the rest of the shit. Although we should do the Merlot sometime. But
we've had more disappointments of surprise than.
Yeah.
Well, Wente's another one.
Surprise surprises.
But we one have. That you all love.
Loved. We have not tried to replicate that in later vintages.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Sandstone Merlot was okay. The Southern Hills Cabernet was good at the time. I might have been a little overexcited. And their Chardonnays were nice.
I'll tell you one that was a budget and surprised us. The I'm probably going to botch the winery. Was it Greystone, the one that's
the CIA?
Yeah.
The Pizzeria, that is a good one.
The Culinary Institute of America.
Yeah, oh, you're right. That's
and,
what it is.
And we thought, oh, this is going to be junk. And
that's like $7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was not great, but really good. But we were surprised by what it was. Pizzeria is tough. It just is. Usually it's this big brute that's awful. And for $7, it was a damn good bottle of wine.
Well, the Le Clos, remember that? I still have a little bit of that. But
oh, yeah?
One thing about the Le Clos, it's very, I mean, it has a very rich, full mouthfeel. However, it is an unusual mineral herb, quote. So you have to,
the
you
most
liked
begrudging
it.
Wine that I've liked was the Klein Ancient Vine.
Oh, the Klein Ancient Vine's in, yeah. Although we knew that was going to be good.
Yeah, but I was not wanting it to be, and I was like, ugh, fine.
So, that's true.
You're still stuck on these.
Stuck on you. Oh, yeah. The Columbia Crest Grand Estate Syrah. I don't know if that's ever aired either. We like that an awful lot. Yeah. And Mercer.
Mercer was
wasn't
a
surprise.
Other than the fact that it got it a score, a surprise, it had some proper, but the overreaching quality of the Mercer.
Arras de Pico, although I don't remember drinking that. We apparently liked it because it was $11, and we gave it 91. Maybe I should buy that again, just to taste, find out what it tastes like.
Fair, you mentioned having a bottle of CS on Friday. CS was one that just like, I don't know that we were surprised by it, but it kind of knocked our socks off.
Yeah, CS is stellar, but Mercer and CS are two ones that I would think of, yeah. It's just interesting, though, when you think about that. McManus kind of brings you out of that. McManus is a little bit different, though, because it's cheap. It doesn't get reviews, and it's just a winery. It's more like the Winte that we had. All this more Lodi Central, as opposed to Livermore Valley.
Maybe I'm gonna pull one out from the way, way, way past, and you know this is probably in the surprise category because you know Rob was just a young wine guy then, and the stars were in his eyes, and there's just a twinkle in the air. But Col de Sasso.
Col de Sasso, yeah.
That kind of surprised us for a, what, $9.99 bottle of wine?
I think we're drinking it at $6.99.
Something like that.
Yeah. I will say the one that, if I was picking for you all what you would answer, it would be Hecula. You all lost your minds over Hecula.
I forgot about Hecula.
And why I've been excluding some wines, including Hecula, although we did lose our minds over Hecula.
Brekka. Good.
Still looking for it.
I feel like Hecula wins it, hands down, right?
Ambrosio Arturo.
Yes. Because Parker gave it a high score. What did Parker gave it like 91, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Adele de Leon.
But some of these, you know, we had expectations for. So I was going with the surprise angle. But, yeah, regardless of a 91 from Parker, Hecula just, like,
How about Martin Ray Pinot?
Yeah, that was one of the surprises. We were making fun of that going in. There have been a couple where you were making fun of things that we liked. And
which is so unusual.
Yeah, he doesn't ever make fun of anything.
It's ridiculous. I'm always very serious and somber in what I say. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, that was just some musings that I thought I'd throw out there.
Yeah.
But
I can't
honestly,
believe we almost finished it without a Hecula.
Yeah, well, thanks for...
Hecula's been a long time, though. That was last year, wasn't it?
One of the... Hecula's first year.
How many trips to Home Buys, Home Goods? Which one is it, Home Buys? Did you all make to find every last bottle?
We would order it and get it.
Yeah.
How many bottles
did I buy total? Eight, maybe.
Yeah.
You bought a lot more. I've got one left. But
he bought more than eight with me.
Yeah. How many did you buy?
I at least twice we split a case.
I didn't buy any. Did you?
Oh, my God.
I don't have any of that wine. Where is it?
Apparently you drank it.
I never bought a case with you.
He's such a liar.
You are always too effeminate to buy it. By the way, Scott, pretty soon, and Triple B, we have to declare, well, next month or so, the winery of the year, the wine of the year. Oh, it's going to be difficult. I'll have to actually give you a list of the things that we've aired this year.
For this year.
Yeah, because I don't recall off that bat.
At all. It all blends together.
Yes, McManus will be undervalued once again, probably. But
the biggest surprise I've had recently is actually that freaking Trader Joe's red blend. It really was good. It surprised the shit out of me. Crickets.
Yeah.
Crickets. How was the fruit?
What fruit?
Was on your Trader Joe's.
It was fine. It wasn't a fruit bomb.
What was it?
Just berry. Just California cabbage berry. So, Cab Franc. Cab Sauv, Cab Franc, and I forget if it was Malbec or Merlot. But it was fine. It was not great. It was good.
What did it, like?
It had a nice little oak to it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It's 2016. Huh. And that's the current vintage for it.
You know what? You have too much time on your hands.
I came home from work and she had it open.
This is terrible.
No, it wasn't. That's what was surprising. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh my god.
So was it not terrible or was it good?
It was good. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Like 84, 85 good.
No.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my god, you can't believe me.
No, I can't believe you because you're full of shit.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
All right. Let's go into talking about the flavors we taste in the wine. Have we done that?
We will as soon as we get back.
Oh,
here, I know, to piss you off, doesn't it? Here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, on tonight's show, we have McManus Petit Verdot, and we have Scott Ism's Bingo. Right now, my board looks very strong, but Scott is not cooperating.
Right.
I think you should have been calling out the hits as you went along.
Why? Then you'd know what you were saying.
Why?
But I would have already said it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Then the listeners could have played along.
Listeners played along?
They've at least known what the game was. You're playing a game and they don't even know what it is. They How entertaining.
It's entertaining because you're self-conscious.
Okay.
I've never been self-conscious in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's get into the wine. How's the Triple B, Sam?
Honestly, it's relatively straightforward.
Okay.
There's not a lot going on, but what there is quality.
Okay.
The fruit's nice. There's that silky mouthfeel, and there's that kind of physical response. We all recognize that cooling, that chilling, that cold effect. Nicely oaked. The tannins are beautiful. Not over the top. They're present. Lovely. Just an easy, easy drinker, but the berry, there was that little leather thing that, for me, it's kind of subsided a little bit. That earthiness has subsided.
A little bit. But it's such a wonderfully balanced drinker.
And I don't know that we said that. You said wonderfully balanced. That's what's so perfect about this.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's fair.
But that matters.
It does.
Well,
oh, this is really good, vital. But it makes me vomit. I mean, that's not what you want.
It's,
well, and I think, too, like, I would imagine we're all going to be somewhere like 88-ish on this wine. You're going to give it more?
Do you give it where you want to give it?
Okay. So in my mind, I'm
Listen
thinking
to your heart.
It'll be somewhere in the 88-ish when range. If it was a little bit fuller bodied for me, if it had some more tannins, that would really kick it up for me, which is like a usual thing for me to say. What do you think, Scott?
I don't think it has the violet. I don't think it has a floral note at all. The minerality is just not there. But It's wonderful.
You got a bingo? Damn it, the Triple B's just leading you along.
Well, I'm playing
it was
for
a
her.
Fair wine question.
I know. What four did you have across?
My four were brags about his large Turley purchase.
That was drawn out. That shouldn't count at all.
That counts.
Does Steve's no. liver
how many cases
improv.
Did you get? That was drawn out, too.
Says minerality.
Oh, my God.
And then lies about Charles Shaw.
Yep.
No.
Scott, would you like to? These were the actual, squares. Lies about Charles Shaw. Oh, brags about his large Turley purchase.
Did not brag.
Says Dennis, and you didn't. I would have won if you would have just called me Dennis. That's why I said too much time on your hands.
Sorry.
Stewed fruit says mm-hmm. minerality. Comments on Christina Turley.
Again, he's trying to draw all that out.
Makes an odd sucking sound. Tries to start a discussion on politics / current events. Says, and I got this one, ooey gooey.
Yeah. Ooey gooey fat.
Rob and I immediately made eye contact. We were like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
That was the first one that I said unrequested.
Sings, no, was it? Because I brought up your lamb.
And that.
It was all planned. Sings an odd song over others talking, and you didn't do that today. Damn it. Pro soccer reference. Comments on
tried. That one was me.
Yes. Comments on the palate growth of the Triple B.
Oh, my God.
The next one is make sexual comments about Craig Walters. I almost got you there, but not quite enough.
I don't know why you put that one on there.
Because he does that. Then does Steve...
It must be a second show.
Steve's liver improv. Then has an instance of memory loss, and you
did
do
that.
Did
you think Marge was going to be one?
The liver? Of course.
Because then you were like, what was the liver's name? And I was like, I bet you think that I don't want you, that I'm trying to get you to say Marge.
And then says expression of fruit. But that
you
was.
You danced around that.
Yeah, you did. That would have been hard for you to do.
To dance?
No, the expression of fruit, saying that. That's just more natural. You can't lead you into that.
You said expressions of something, and that was another time Rob and I were like, oh, so close.
Yeah.
That was a fun game.
That was a fun game. We'll do that again against
you. It'd have been funner if you'd have called him out as I said it.
The term is more fun. That's okay.
No,
it would
have been funner.
There's a reason why Rob and I are married. And
duly
when you
noted.
Said more funner. And you corrected it. I was like, that's my husband.
Actually, I texted her like last week and said, by the way, we're doing blah, blah, blah. And she goes, yes.
I'm sorry. I think I had a couple contributions that I don't know if you used.
I didn't use all mine, too, because I realized it needed to be 4x4. Because it was 5x5. I went, that doesn't work.
Well, you could put some on one card and not on the other.
My suggestion was too much residual sugar.
Yeah, I had that, but I took it off. Because I knew that this wouldn't have any residual sugar. Mm. So that didn't make any sense.
So you picked this out after all.
What, the game?
No, the wine.
No, Becky did, but.
No, wait, you knew this would have too much.
No, I didn't include that because I knew this wine wouldn't.
See, so you picked the wine.
No, I wrote the cards.
But you gave me wine choices.
Oh, yes, but none of them had residual sugar, I guess. A possibility. The paella and a couple other things, and Protocolo and this. They weren't going to have residual sugar. But
okay. Sure.
In a way. I steered the wine. How's that sound?
Yeah, of course you did.
I didn't put, you know, late harvest Riesling up for, you know. So then residual sugar would have been on there.
No, that wouldn't have been residual sugar. That would have been the wine.
Then you falling off your chair dying would also probably been on there.
Yeah.
So.
I hate residual sugar.
I know you do. So the McManus Family Vineyards. And McManus IS, not US. Petit Verdot. We're going to go over to the Triple B.
We already know where she's at, score-wise.
Incorrectly, yes. Unfair.
No.
Unfair.
No.
Go ahead.
Very fair.
No, it's fine.
I'm at 87.
Yes. It's terrible.
No, an 87 is a great score, especially at the
store
price
too.
Point.
It's terrible. I think I support you in your 87.
Thank you.
I do not.
After Rob's reaction, that's when I downgraded it from an 88 to an 88.
See, that shows a lack of integrity.
No, I'm just kidding.
You get an 88.
I was debating in my mind what to give it. I'm going to give it an 87. Like I had said, if it had just like a little bit more of anything, honestly, if it was a full-bodied wine, I would have probably given it an 88. But it does have some really nice qualities in it. It just, and I don't want to say anything negative about it because it is so much more than what I ever expected it to be at this price point. An 87 is a good score.
So, highly recommended. I nominate it for the Value Priced Hall of Fame.
Oh, do you?
I do.
It might make it in the regular one.
I doubt that because I'm giving it an 88 of my points. Mm. I think it's a wonderful, easy drinker.
Yep.
Love the mouthfeel that Rob used the word silky. It just is so easy, but it's got that physical feeling of it, like a chilling effect. The berry fruit is wonderful. It transitions right into a mid palate. I described it as leather. The earthiness kind of dissipated, but into that tannic, nicely oaked finish. It's just a beauty. It's a pleasure, but it's not spectacular, folks. It's really, really nice.
It's amazing. That's why I'm giving it a 96 of my points. Aggregate score, 88. No, actually, I'm giving it 88 as well. It's in the Value Price Hall of Fame, though. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy this wine, but I think we've talked before and we've mentioned 88 at a certain price range means we really, really like the wine.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's actually the right score for a wine that might not have the technical chops, but it's just enjoyable.
Yep.
It's just enjoyable, like the Sasso. It's just an enjoyable experience to drink. You just say, this is Thanksgiving dinner comfort food wine. That's what this is. This is comfort wine. And it just makes you happy to drink. And you know what? Tip of the cap to McManus. That's what you need. But the Petite Sirab is also like that.
And
they're also two for two.
And this isn't a grape that's easiest to make not. Wine with.
It's not. It's not. And the thing is, they took the daring leap of producing basically a pure Petit Verdot, for God's sakes. And everyone should be drinking it because everyone will enjoy this wine. Even a wine snob, I think, would find some sort of enjoyment in it. I mean, even as a lark, it has everything that you're looking for in a drink that's wine. Happens to be.
It just happens to be.
Yeah, I mean, is it overly complex? No. Is it overly full-bodied? No. Is it overly tannic? No. However, it's mature. And that's the thing. Maybe the 18 is bigger. Maybe the 18 is more tannic. Where this is set in a warehouse for 3 years, and it's still good. And when you said 2 weeks, I got it on Friday or Thursday.
You bought it on 10/31.
I ordered it on 10/31. It took 2 weeks to get here.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a delayed shipping wine. I don't know why that is. Mm. So
this was supposed to be like Amazon Prime.
Not exactly. They're lucky if they send it to the right state. Mm. So, yeah. Oh, well. Nice job,
wine.com. Have we drank the wine that you got on accident?
Not yet, no.
Who was it for, like Katie or somebody?
I still have the card.
It's like a birthday present or something. Right?
Something, yeah.
I know. Someone got their PhD.
Something. And they sent them that shitty Chardonnay. You deserve a drink for a terrible Chardonnay no one's ever fucking heard of. Yeah.
I can't wait to do that episode. I should have picked that for tonight.
You should have. We'll do that next week. So
we will do that next
week. It's exciting.
Let's do it.
I would tell you the winery's name, folks, but A, I can't remember it, and B, you don't know who they are anyway, so who the fuck cares? How could they even found that fucking wine? It was the most generic, weirdo.
I'm sure they were like, okay, how much was it? $12? I'm pretty sure it was someone had got, like, they had just defended, like, their dissertation.
Yeah,
and they were like,
and exactly. That's what they sent them.
And we looked it up, and it was like $11.99.
Maybe they don't have a lot of money.
That's what they sent them.
That's
I mean, you pretty much graduate from preschool, you should get that Chardonnay. That's what that level is. But oh well, maybe they got it from City College or something like that. It wasn't a real score, you know. I don't know. You know, they weren't an A student. They're more like the C-, you know.
They just made it through by the skin of their teeth.
Slid through, yeah.
No, even then you get a more expensive bottle of bourbon.
Yeah, I mean, it was a PhD in some bullshit thing, like a PhD in theater.
Mm.
You know, Hey, what do you do with that?
It's a PhD in social work, and they plan on working with Alcoholics Anonymous. So they bought him a bottle of wine.
In fairness, though, there's a lot more. You know, that actually shows moral character that you've wasted all that money and time in your life on helping other people. You've wasted your time doing that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really have. But nevertheless, folks.
But it's moral character.
Yes, but you still wasted your time. So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we are going to bid you adieu and see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.